Number 3. The Miller's House. The Iberian economy was based principally in agriculture and animal husbandry. Agriculture consisted of predominantly cereals necessary in the production of different foodstuffs consumed privately and also accessible to the community. In this case, we find ourselves in front of a house that would have stored flour for an important group of people. Consider that of the 6 inhabitable spaces, 3 were destined for domestic chores and the others for large-scale flour production. The house's interior would have been a comfortable space, with easy access between the upper level, room B1 and room A5, today highlighted for their height. Possibly, these would have been accessed with wood or stone stairs that have now disappeared. The fact that next to the entrance you can find a space associated with the cult of Demeter or Tanit demonstrates Greek or Punic influences. This should not be forgotten. In both cases, the divinities were protectors of their fields, of nature, and of spring. The existence of this activity could be intimately tied to flower production that existed in this dwelling. It is clear that this space of cult worship formed part of the small chapels that offered a religious service to domestic spaces. Locate yourself at the cross street B2 and C3, which would have offered the possibility of use by the remainder of the neighborhood, as it is within the urban organization of the village. In respect to the materials obtained from House 6, it can be said that they are as interesting for their quantity as for their variety. We believe that the owner enjoyed a life of high economic status, as evidenced by the character of the dwelling in comparison to others already excavated. The variety of important ceramics, Punic amphorae from Carthage and Ibiza, support this hypothesis. In the fine tableware stand is evidence of black attic varnish, black Italian varnish, Campaniana A, black Birsa 401 varnish from the Punic world, and black varnish from Ibiza. An important number of Punic tableware pieces without black varnish have been found, and, however sparingly represented, ceramic fragments from Marseille have also been uncovered, all proof of commercial activity in Las Malezas, possibly with Punic merchants. Another element worth highlighting is the abundant number of Iberian amphorae discovered in especially room 4 in the upper section of corridor 3, which are in clear connection with the economic activity of the building. Regarding the metal elements discovered, all are of small size and in clear connection with personal dress. Among the highlighted are a ring, an indeterminate hanging object, and, curiously, some silver coins, a hemisphere from Empurias, utilized as jewelry evidenced by a small hole in its upper part. The location of the silver coins also makes us think of the possibility that the owner would have been a powerful man. As for the abundance of lithic material, as is the case of mills, clubs, stones, etc., we can see evidence of economic production that goes further outside of the familiar. The milling of cereals is also corroborated by paleoethnobotanic, or archaeobotanic, analysis that has been documented in mills with the presence of stripped wheat. Other points of interest related to the diet of the inhabitants here are cherry, wine, and vinegar sediments, as are salted fish and bean meal found in sediments inside ceramic containers. We cannot forget the seeds documented in this house, among which are white wheat, barley, and the mushroom Senococcum geophyllum. Finally, we must highlight how this house, much like the remains of other excavated houses, was subject to a fire that might have affected a wide swath of the town.